with 280 roundabouts in Wisconsin, there's a good chance many motorists have used them. Whether they like them and know how to properly drive through them is another matter. Milwaukee resident Irene McCarthy has never been in an accident in a roundabout, but she and her friends fret about it.
And we discussed this issue we have because we travel a lot. And here we go, there's a roundabout. And we're all going, watch out, watch out.
The 67-year-old McCarthy admits her dislike of roundabouts may be generational. One younger driver says she prefers roundabouts to traditional four-way intersections. 18-year-old Elizabeth Barnes of Michigan was in Madison recently visiting her mother.
So they're extremely useful for keeping traffic flowing adequately instead of this whole stop and go. It actually saves gas and time.
Barnes seemed more informed about the topic than your average motorist. And with a little questioning, it soon became apparent why.
My father actually is a civil engineer, so I kind of grew up with roundabouts and his opinion with them.
A recent study by the Wisconsin Traffic Operations and Safety Lab at UW-Madison says that roundabouts are being installed throughout the U.S. at an aggressive pace, and Wisconsin is no exception. Another 40 will be constructed this year, says Patrick Fleming. The State Department of Transportation engineer says most roundabouts are two-lane. However, Wisconsin has 11, which are three-lane. The UW traffic engineering study done for the DOT shows fatalities and injury accidents were 38% lower after roundabouts were installed. But Fleming says fender benders increased, so the state's running educational ads on how to drive through roundabouts.
When we see a roundabout, take it slow. Let me pick the correct lane and take it slow.
Take it slow, take it slow. And then you need to choose the correct lane before you enter the roundabout.
Fleming says people aren't doing that.
When they get to a roundabout, they lose all common sense. Gee, if I'm going to turn left, I should be in the left lane.
Another mistake drivers make is when entering the intersection. They don't yield to all oncoming cars on their left, just the one closest to them.
You're going to go into the roundabout, and the person that's in the left lane wants to go straight, and so there's a crash there. That is probably the most common crash type.
This isn't the state's first public education effort on roundabouts. Ever since the initial one was built in Brown County in 1999, the DOT has been giving advice on how to drive them. The agency took out newspaper ads. It put roundabout instructions on the Wisconsin state map, and it sent 4 million brochures to all drivers when their vehicle registration was renewed. Remember reading that piece of paper?
And what happens is people pull out the sticker and they don't read the rest. So it's thrown out, and there were a large number of people, I'm sure, that did see it, and we did get I got a lot of emails from it. And
the public education campaign is aimed at motorists new to roundabouts as well as those who may be too comfortable with them. One DOT official recently said some drivers are zipping through roundabouts at speeds higher than they should. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.